Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m.
The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow. With the morning team, joining me now, my intern Will is in studio this morning, and we are going to be checking in with our tech guy, David Snell, who joins us every week at this time on WHD as we talk about tech news. And David, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
How you doing, David?
I'm doing awesome.
All right, we got Will here, too. Will, you're there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Will.
All right, so this week we are going to talk about an update as Microsoft quietly adding a killer new Windows 11 feature. Ooh, okay, so a new feature, but why are they quiet about it? Okay, so let's get into this, David.
Yeah, absolutely. So Microsoft is being quiet about this only in the fact that it's been rolled out to folks like us who are in the Windows Insider program to help test out the early versions of upcoming Windows updates. So this new feature, it could be a killer new feature. We'll see how that all works out. It's supposed to make Windows 11 easier to fix problems in.
Oh, really? Okay. So how would that work?
Yeah. So, interestingly enough, if you've been using PCs for a while, Rob, and I know you have, you probably find your computer starts acting weirdly and you can't figure out why.
Yes.
And, you know, we found sometimes reinstalling Windows can often fix things, but that usually is the last resort because the process can be time-consuming, and then you have to reinstall everything you had on your computer. Mm-hmm. So it's really a challenge. So this new feature, probably one of the better ideas Microsoft has had, that you should be able to use Windows 11 recovery feature to actually fix problems that have come up in your computer.
Okay. So this seems pretty good.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds like it would be a good feature. Let's think back a bit. I'm sure you remember, I think you would remember, Microsoft Bob back in 1995.
Yeah.
And then Clippy the Paperclip back in 1997.
Oh, yeah. Clippy the Paperclip. Now, yeah, Clippy was definitely very well known at that time. As you know, it seemed like computers were really showing up everywhere.
Yep, Clippy actually lasted about 6 years. Microsoft Bob only made it about 9 months.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say, because Clippy definitely seems to have more recognition. Do you remember Microsoft Clippy?
No, I do not.
It's probably best. It's probably for the best.
It is. It went away in 2003, so it's best that you don't bother much with Clippy. But now we've got, this is an unnamed killer feature.
Yeah.
But we do, it probably won't have a name like Bob or Rob or Will or David, but it's going to allow you to fix problems with your computer just by reinstalling Windows updates that is supposed to fix the problem.
Okay. Supposed to fix the
problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there are a couple of drawbacks for this. If you have to enable the feature, you'll need to boot into Windows 11 first, which isn't really much help if your PC is refusing to boot. And the other problem would be if the problem you're having is caused by a Windows 11 update, then reinstalling that update might not fix the problem either. So those are the two challenges we see right now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I mean, but as you said before, you know, it's still better than the past, right, of, you know, wiping your hard drive or starting over again and all those, the installation disks and all of that stuff.
Exactly. Finding all the things that you need to reinstall everything on your computer. And again, this is only going to be available for Windows 11 because Windows 10 will be going south as of October of next year. So you need to think about getting to Windows 11 anyway. But I'm always happy to see Microsoft introduce new ways to help fix problems.
Makes sense. I remember those early days, like if something didn't work, you just keep shutting it off and on. that somehow magically there'd be something in the universe that would allow it to boot up. And sometimes it would, and I couldn't quantify what that was.
No, and my dad did that also. He would restart his computer, or turn it off for 24 hours and turn it back on, and it would magically be repaired. So he believed that that was the way to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, it always comes back. Always comes back.
Always comes back.
Yeah. All right, so this is... So it's a Windows 11 feature, and so what? How will we find this?
Okay, so Windows 11, the build number is 25905, and as I said, it's been rolled out to people who are in the Windows Insider program to help test it out.
Okay.
But we do expect that it will be rolled out to all users in coming months as Windows 11 gets updated. So
okay.
I think it'll be interesting. If this works, it'll be great. For the user, the end user who wants to try to fix their own computers when they can't get someone to come in and do it for them. And if it doesn't work, it'll just go the way of Windows Bob and probably Clippy.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting to kind of see how this works and to check it out. But it'd be nice, I think, to have that option, at least to try it. It seems like a great idea. But as you said, there's still some things to be seen, I guess.
Absolutely. So we're trying to break some computers to make this work, to try to test this, and then we'll report on how well it does later on.
Okay. Well, if you need any broken computers, you can always come here. We always have some. No. All right. No, but David Snell, if people want to read more, where can they go?
Sure. They can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
David
and you won't
Snell.
Find Clippy or Bob there either.
No Clippy, no Bob. David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham, axsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Thank you, guys.
And a good morning. The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Every week at this time, Peter Foreman joins us. Peter is the chair and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more online, southshorechamber.com. And Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing very well. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been doing great. You know, the last couple of weeks, you and Dan have been checking in, trying to follow the potential local economic impact of the Hollywood strike. And I thought I would take it in a different direction this morning and talk about, you know, the positives and how another side of the entertainment economy on the South Shore works. And so my guest this morning is Zoe Bradford of the Company Theater. Zoe's been a guest before. The Company Theater was voted this year as the best theater in the South Shore Home Life and Style, Best of the South Shore edition. And they are premiering a new play or opera this Friday, so I'll let Zoe tell you all about it.
All right, and good morning. We do have Zoe Bradford on from the Company Theater. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you on here because this is big news here. A new locally written and produced play, and I believe you are very proud of this, Zoe, right?
I am, yes. We are excited because this is rare to have a new musical. I've got a couple under my belt over my decades-long career. So this is the third major musical that I've written. It is a sung-through musical, we would say. You know, we're calling it a rock opera because it's contemporary music, and it celebrates the life of Joan of Arc, who was, wow, what a hero for her time.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. So this is something you've been working on for a while, and now it is ready to open up this Friday night?
Yes. It feels surreal, actually, because it's 5 years in the making between the first inception of the thought to it exploding on the stage on Friday. So,
well, talk about the show and what inspired you to write it.
Well, you know, as a, you know, president and CEO of the theater, that's a very time-consuming job. I'm the artistic director there, so it's, you know, I have a lot of responsibility. It's hard to find stolen time.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, it feeds my soul to create something from scratch. I love doing musicals that are already established, of course, and we have a great success line with those. But when we wrote Gloryland in the 90s and Paragon Park in the 2000s, I mean, it was, they were huge successes, and it was really a wonderful experience. And it's great for the actors, too, because they get to originate a role, which is just kind of magical for anybody who works in that kind of industry. So, you know, I was really ready to do something else and just couldn't find the right something, like find what I wanted to do, because it really is a commitment. You're going to make a commitment for years on this if you're going to do it right. So when Joan of Arc just sort of popped in my head, I went right to a person who I thought would be great at writing a rock opera. And sure enough, she is, Melissa Carubia, who's been our musical director on our youth shows for years. She's very talented, very Renaissance woman, has her own band, and so on. And I just asked her, I said, how about a rock opera about Joan of Arc? She just laughed, but then she saw how serious I was, and she said, now let's look into it. So research and passion, and we brought in a collaborator, Michael Hammond, and, you know, we stole away a day, a week, for, you know, just to research and write, and then it just took off from there, started composing and so on, and here we are today.
Wow. Well, congratulations. This is exciting and obviously a labor of love. And, yeah, I was going to, I mean, I kind of explained it, but I was thinking Zoe does everything. So I was wondering, yeah, where do you have time to sneak in writing a rock opera? But you did it. And now it's time to share it and for people to enjoy it and to take it in. So this is exciting. So it's Friday night. companytheater.com, and how long is it going to run for, Zoe?
Right, so we open on that Friday, and we run Thursdays through Sunday for the following 3 weeks. So we close on the 20th. So it's only a one-month run, and it's going to be bittersweet, you know, but I think it might have legs for a future. I'm super excited about the feedback I've been getting through workshops and response, so yeah, we shall see if it goes beyond Norwell. That could be really exciting, too, because it has a universal appeal. 600 years after Joan of Arc lived, women still need a voice. And that's what seems so relevant about her story. It's kind of amazing, as we were writing it, how it felt almost like a story for today, even though it was so long ago. And it's fun, too. We brought a lot of fun elements out. It's not dreary. It's inspiring. I mean, it certainly has its difficult moments, but you know, I think people need an inspiration today. So
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. I know an audio clip was sent to us, so we're going to play it now to get people even more excited about Born to Do This, the Joan of Arc rock opera, opening Friday night at Company Theater in Norwell. So let's listen and enjoy here and get excited for the show. Angels all around me. And Zoe, I'm hearing a lot of percussion, and is that some brass as well? It sounds like a great band along there.
Oh, yes. We have a 14-piece orchestra. We have everything from French horns to violins to two guitars. You know, it's a rich orchestra, and it was orchestrated by Jerry Sykes, who's a professor at Berkeley who specializes in orchestrations, and she's a genius, too. I mean, I'm telling you, she's really something else, because that's The book is 700 pages long of orchestration, so it's quite the thing. This show isn't long as Les Mis or anything like that, but it's quite a hefty project. And that's the interesting thing about you know, economy and collaboration and all of that. I mean, we have an orchestrator, we've got, you know, the 14 piece players, we've got a 30 person cast. We hired a an artist separately who specializes in all kinds of interesting theatrical props, has created our horse. The horse that she rides is kind of puppeteered by her pages. So that's very interesting and cool. So, you know, you can see that, like, so many different aspects are involved. We have a person who's done projections, who's creating, like, a visual background. Our usual tech director has created moving set pieces. Then we have, you know, the it goes on and on with artistry and, you know, employment of people who are outside our regular source to, you know, to create this thing. And that's really fun, too, is to get Boston area people involved and, you know, all over the area.
Zoe Bradford is with us from the Company Theater. And, Zoe, we talked upon and touched upon local theater and how important it is to our local economy and how it is great when you go to local theater. Obviously, you're helping out all these people that are part of a production, which is a good number of people. Have you been monitoring what's happening in terms of the writers and the actors in Hollywood and how concerned you are about that? And how concerned are you about AI and how will that impact maybe theater and plays in the future?
Well, unions always have these issues and strikes. I mean, you know, you kind of roll with it. We're very happy to have Liza Giagrande starring in this show. She's an up-and-coming rising star in the Boston area, so she's a powerhouse. And other people, you know, there's employ a theater. Some people are paid. Some people are volunteer. But it's mostly the artisans who really, you know, can get work. You know, the film industry is tricky, and I know there's a lot of film industry that happens here in the area, and we love and admire that. You know, that's another great thing. But, you know, theater took a hard hit during the pandemic, and now we're coming back. So that's a great thing for all the theaters. You know, in the greater Boston area, as films may see a few less, and people are ready to come out of their homes and you know, you can watch the Netflix and all of that and love it, but you know, it's time to get out and see a live performance. There's nothing like it. I will say that. So, you know, where are you going to go to see you know, a woman who's you know, ahead of her time, becomes a knight, basically, you know, runs away from home, dresses in men's clothes, convinces a captain to get an army, saves her people who are in dire straits. I mean, it's cool stuff to see that live. So I think that's a draw for, you know, for our people in the area, too. If you just love history, if you love to just see entertainment or drama or, you know, something about the 100-year war is just in the background of that, you know, so I don't know. I think there's interest for all different things. And, you know, film is very specific. This one maybe has something for all different kinds of people.
CompanyTheater.com is the website. Zoe Bradford is with us, co-founder, artistic director, president over at the Company Theater, CompanyTheater.com. And this Friday, Born to Do This, the Joan of Arc rock opera. Again, this is new, locally written and produced. You have not seen this before, and it opens up Friday night and will be around for about a month, Zoe?
Correct, yes. This is the 20th of August.
All right, CompanyTheater.com. Zoe Bradford with us as part of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment with Peter Foreman. So, Zoe and Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. And congratulations again, Zoe. This is quite an accomplishment.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to both of you. Thank you so.
Great. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week, Peter. And go to CompanyTheater.com to find out more about the show. Right now, we want to turn your attention to a great show that is coming to Priscilla Beach Theater. We're going to talk about Once, the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a mysterious young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. Once, it's coming to Priscilla Beach Theater. And we don't want you to miss out on this great show. And joining us in studio this morning, we've got Bob Malone. He is the owner and guardian of Priscilla Beach Theater, pbtheater.org. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you very much for having us here. We're so excited.
I am so excited that, well, first of all, it's good to see you again. And you have brought with you two special guests this morning. These are the stars of this show, right? Tell us who you brought with us in studio.
I will. So I have Sam Brinkley, who plays the lead character called, the character's name's actually called Guy. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Great to have you, Sam. And Sam is from the great state of Texas.
Yes, sir. Dallas, Texas.
Well, great to have you up here in Massachusetts on the South Shore. Good to have you in studio. That's Sam. And?
In addition to Sam, we have the lead in the show. The character's name's actually called Girl. And she's played by Evelina. And Eva, I won't butcher her last name. I'll let her kind of say it so I can do it justice.
Yes. Hi. I'm Evelina Pristoshek.
Evelina Pristoshek, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. It is great to meet you. And Evelina, you've come a little further than Texas, correct?
Yes, I'm actually from Slovenia, so shout out to all of the Slovenians.
Oh, I love it. All right, shout out to all the Slovenians this morning. Well, this is great, Bob. So you've brought these two great stars in studio this morning, and I know you're very proud and excited about Once.
It is such a great show. It's one of my all-time, you know, favorite shows. I'm a huge, you know, I love musical theater, and hence going out and bought myself a theater just to make sure that we can see all the shows that we love to see. So one of the best shows, you know, in my opinion, is Once. It is just this powerfully emotional and inspiring musical. It's a unique show because all the actors themselves, they play their own instruments. In fact, they play multiple instruments during the show. There's something very authentic and genuine about it. As a storytelling show, there aren't too many shows more powerful than this. It's just a beautiful, beautiful show.
We should mention, of course, if you're not familiar, Priscilla Beach Theater is in Plymouth. pbtheater.org. And Bob, what are the show dates? When does it open up?
So it opens up on August 3rd, and it runs through August 19th.
Okay, go to pbtheater.org. You'll see all the different dates. It looks like most of the shows are at 7:30 in the evening, with the exception of Sunday, August 6th at 2 p.m. And you can check it out and get your tickets. Can you do that by going to the website?
You can go to the website, yep, pbtheater.org, and get your tickets there. That's the best way to do it. You can also call the box office at 508-224-4888.
Okay. Now, before we hear a bit from Sam and Evelina, why don't you first start by telling us what it's like to be in this show and what your experience has been like. Sam, we'll start with you.
This show has been incredible, honestly. What's so crazy about it is because everybody needs to be such like well-versed musicians as well as just actors. Like, Once is very unique because every actor on stage is contributing to every aspect of the music. And it takes, like, the incredible musicians that are usually hidden away out of sight in the pit traditionally and brings them onto the stage, and it just changes the entire feeling of the show. It's very unique in that way. And most of the cast beside us play, like, multiple, and they all play them really, really good. Because this show is usually really hard to cast, but Priscilla Beach and Bob, they did an incredible job at getting people from, clearly, with Evelina, all over the world to come together, and it's honestly just amazing. I'm in awe of the people around me. It feels so supported, and it's just feel lucky every day.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, people from all over the world for this cast, international, and including Evelina. And Evelina, tell us about what it's been like for you to be in this production.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing. I think number one thing is, I mean, working across from the guy, from Sam, because if we don't have the couple that functions, we don't really have a good show. So I'm really happy that we get along, and I think we're onto something really good here. Yeah.
All right. We encourage you to see Once again. That will be opening up in August, starting August 3rd. Now, Bob, you have said that Sam and Evelina are going to treat us to something special today.
Yeah, you know, one of the music for this show, first of all, this show's won so many awards. It won nominated for 11 Tonys, but won 8 of them. It's won an Academy Award, a Grammy for music, a Drama Desk Award. The music, the storyline is so compelling, so impressive. One of the most kind of iconic songs in the show is called Falling. It's the story about Sam's relationship with his ex-girlfriend, and just kind of follows that whole relationship and kind of recognizing his own shortcomings in that and kind of having the relationship kind of fall apart almost in front of him. It's such a beautiful, touching song, and that's one that we wanted to play for you here today in the studio.
All right, here is Sam and Evelina. Take it away.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. And words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. And games that never amount to more than their man will play themselves out. Take their sinking boat and point it home. We still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Falling slowly, eyes that know me, and I can't go back.
Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful. That is Sam Brinkley, and along with Evelina Pristoshek with us this morning on WATD with a piece from the show Once. Well, thank you both so much. And Bob is the owner. Bob Malone is the owner and guardian of Priscilla Beach Theater, pbtheater.org. You heard just a snippet of the show, and get your tickets because, again, as Bob mentioned, this will be something you don't want to miss out this summer.
Do not miss this show. Not at all. Rob, thank you very much for having us here. We love WATD, and we hope to see all your audience member down there at our beautiful barn.
Oh, well, we can't wait to get down there, too. Priscilla Beach Theater in Plymouth, pbtheater.org is the website. Get your tickets right from the site. pbtheater.org runs August 3rd through the 19th. And we've been joined in studio as well, Bob Malone, the owner, along with the stars of this show, who you will be seeing and hearing from, Sam Brinkley and Evelina Pristoshek. Thank you both for coming in today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That was great. What a wonderful cast. Great stars there. And Bob, thank you for setting this up for us.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9WATD.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9WATD.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.